in spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, every step we make forward by taking responsibility is all auspicious. Because Krishna is all auspicious, anything that is done in the service of Krishna is all auspicious. This ceremony today is all auspicious, because it is an opportunity for these two sincere and wonderful devotees to come together to increase their responsibility toward their spiritual master, toward Radha and Krishna, and toward all of human society. We should know that the samskara of marriage is a ceremony which deepens our commitment and our dedication to the service of God. It is a great responsibility. The husband makes a vow that throughout his life he will protect his wife by providing all necessities, both socially, materially, and spiritually. And the husband must, by his example, be a spiritual master, be a perfect example for his wife and children to follow. By his humility, and by his service to his spiritual master. And the wife is making a lifelong vow to always remain faithful to the service of her husband, to always remain perfectly chaste, and to assist him in every respect in his service to the husband's guru and Krishna. And if both of these responsibilities are carried out sincerely, it is said in the Shastra that one's home becomes as good as Vaikuntha. It becomes the abode of Lakshmi and Narayan. But on the other hand, if either the husband or the wife do not take these responsibilities very seriously as their life and soul, then the home simply becomes, as Prahlad Maharaj explains, a deep, dark well where there is only anxiety and suffering. In Krishna consciousness, marriage is the sacred taking of vows for the service of Krishna and the service of all humanity. In the Grihastha ashram, we should not be greedy, we should not be selfish, but we should be most generous, charitable, and the compassionate, well-wishing servant of all people who are in need within society. By properly respecting and associating with sadhus, this consciousness naturally is preserved within our heart. To serve the sadhus, to respect the sadhus, to hear from the sadhus, is the foundation which will keep our relationship spiritual. And in that state of consciousness, we are meant to be the servant of all living beings. according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the first and greatest responsibilities of the husband and the wife is together to show their generosity for all of society, especially for those who are downtrodden and suffering. And of course, the greatest charity we can give is by our example, to show people the way to become Krishna conscious. In this world, most everyone is required to enter into the Grihastha ashram and to have perfect examples of devotees of the Lord in the Grihastha ashram is one of the most essential needs of society. And you are both being called upon to take on this responsibility. By showing your love for one another in this spirit of devotion to God and being generous servants of Krishna, Guru, the Vaishnavas, and all humanity, you will be factually doing the greatest preaching work. And by doing this greatest preaching work, you will receive the ultimate blessings of Lord Sri Krishna in your life. Our Guru Maharaj used to say that his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, made many people sannyasis and sent them to various places in the world. But Srila Prabhupada, he sent his grihasthas to do the same purpose. And such tremendous success. Because there is a dire need throughout society for people to see an example of how a husband and wife can live together with the highest principles of morality, purity, and spiritual consciousness. And this is the reason, the purpose, that Vrindavana Rani and Abhimanyu has come together. So you must care for one another, serve one another. You must be willing to make great sacrifices, take any risks to help one another in your service to Lord Sri Krishna. The husband, like Lord Ram, Ram was willing to fight an entire war to protect Sita. And Sita was willing to undergo the terrible austerities of living in the forest to continue to assist her husband Ram. This is the example that all devotees must strive for in the Grihastha ashram. And as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Grihe Thako, Vani Thako, Satahari Bole Thako, that whether we are grihasthas or whether we are sannyasis, if we learn to come together to properly chant the holy names and serve the Lord, our life will be perfect. On behalf of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we are offering both of you their eternal blessings, their eternal prayers, and I am humbly requesting all the assembled Vaishnavas and all people assembled here to also offer their prayers and their blessings that this auspicious marriage may bear very wonderful and sweet fruits, which will bring about great benefits to all society. We pray that both of you can live together peacefully, lovingly, with always service to Guru and Krishna in the center, and that your mutual respect for one another will be a great shining light and example for all of us to follow. Thank you very much.